You know, sitting here watching this this North Texas market, the real estate market in general, for the last 40 or 50 years, I mean, you can't help but keep looking over your shoulder. You know that it's going to slow down. We've seen a lot of cycles. It's been a long time since we've seen any sort of a down cycle. Cliff Booth's founder and executive chairman of Westmount Realty Capital. He's been doing this for 40 years. He's seen a lot of cycles, too, and maybe we'll put the question to him. How are you? It's good to have you with us.
Great to have you, Dave. Great to be with you. I mean, David.
Good to have you. Good to have you back. So tell me. So the gross domestic product, you know, has come in a little bit slower, and pending home sales are off a little bit. And I saw some articles the other day that maybe Texas wasn't the go-to destination for people relocating anymore. Are you seeing any kind of a slowdown?
No, I wouldn't give that too much weight. You know, it's interesting. If you think about it, if we were having this conversation 12 months ago or 24 months ago, all we would have been talking about was, when's the recession coming? And there's been no recession. And I'm just talking about the whole country. And Dallas is still, you know, at the top of most investors' lists, and for all the right reasons.
But you've been doing this a long time, and I followed you, and you're sort of investment agnostic, aren't you? I mean, you do industrial and multifamily and data centers or cold storage or sort of whatever's work. I mean, you have to be flexible.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're agnostic. We used to do a lot more different product types. We're a lot more focused these days than we have been historically, mostly in industrial and multifamily, and cold storage we consider a derivative of industrial. And the industrial market throughout the country has been really terrific. Multifamily, for sure, more challenging the last couple of years. But, still a great product type, and over time will do well.
We had this period where it was so predictable. We knew, you know, if we'd been talking like a year ago or less than a year ago, we knew interest rates were going to go down. They were probably going to go down a quarter of a point at every meeting the Fed had for the next probably 2 years. And now that seems to have hit a wall. What has that done to your investment climate?
Yeah, that's the big bogey in the real estate business right now. You hit the nail on the head. Last year, at the beginning, the year before, people were underwriting or assuming seven different rate cuts last year. I always thought that was unrealistic. But nevertheless, you know, we got a couple of rate cuts. Yesterday or day before was not. It's in some cases has really stalled the market. There are very few multifamily transactions. I just came back from the National Multifamily Conference in Vegas a couple of days ago, and I can tell you that the talk around from everybody is that just the lack of activity, that things are stuck, and it's for a couple of reasons. One, sellers do not want to take assets to the marketplace because they don't think they're going to achieve the prices that they want to achieve, because rates have not come down and there's a negative arbitrage between the cap rate going in and what your borrowing cost is today. So that's the real tough situation. But at the same time, you got all this debt that's maturing. And what's different this time than what we saw maybe in the 80s is that lenders are forbearing. Lenders are not foreclosing for the most part. There's starting to be more pressure, and we probably will see more foreclosures, but you're not going to see, it doesn't look like, the amount of foreclosures that would be quote-unquote justifiable if the lenders were just looking at the four corners of the document.
Is that because the lenders have changed? I mean, the lenders used to be, you know, a lot of banks and, you know, community banks and regional banks and, you know, super regionals. But now it seems like it's more and more funds that are doing the lending.
Yeah, it's all the above. And of course, the banks are more highly regulated than the debt funds. It's a bit of a Rubik's Cube. It's kind of hard to figure out, and it changes. You know, you hear different things at different times, but I would say the big banks, the money center banks, they've greatly reduced their book on how much real estate they have on their books. So they're not in that much trouble or any trouble, and the feds are, you know, watching them closely, but That's not where the focus is. The focus is on the bank levels, you know, one or two down, regional banks, et cetera. And they're getting a lot of pressure. But it's going to be interesting. You know, if that changes, then that will change the whole kind of environment on the multifamily side. I will say we have investors from 12 different countries, and so we're constantly talking to investors from around the world. And the United States is still the place they want to be. Like our politics, don't like our politics, like some other things about this country or don't like them, we still have the demographics and the growth. You know, we've done better than most other places in the world. So global capital still wants to come to the U.S. Yeah. And I'll just say, if you look at sort of the four major food groups of institutional real estate, you know, historically that have been office, retail, multifamily, industrial, well, two of those are, you know, pretty much gone, right? The amount of money that's going into retail is up a little bit than it was a few years ago, but nowhere what it was, you know, 10 and 20 and 30 years ago. And there's almost no money going into office. So that means there's all this pressure or desire to invest in multifamily and industrial.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the good news is your assets probably are sustaining, especially on the industrial side, multifamily less. The bad news, it's hard to buy and will continue to be so.
You know, you and I've heard others do this now too, talk about real estate as a national market. And that didn't used to be true. It used to be that it was very regional, and you'd see maybe contra-cyclical moves. I mean, Florida would be hot, but Arizona would be, you know, sinking, and Texas would be coming off a boom. But now it seems like everybody is sort of moving in lockstep.
Yeah, there are regional discrepancies and issues. And first of all, the amount of transparency in the market compared to, you know, what it was decades ago with the onset of REITs in the 80s and the 90s, and now you have, you know, internet research, every brokerage company, every shop has their own research. So it used to be that some information that you had was actually an advantage. Now everybody's got all the same information. And so it's in some senses, that's good because information gives you the ability to make better decisions. It's a bit less fun, I have to say, from that point of view. The
Because you can't get a jump on somebody. It's harder to get a jump on somebody.
So it's become, the business has become more commoditized.
You're geographically diversified. You got a lot in Texas, a lot in Dallas area, a lot in Houston area, and so a lot of industrial in Chicago, but not as much. I was surprised in Nashville and Charlotte and some of these other areas that seem to be the emerging hot areas.
We like Charlotte, and we've owned and in Nashville. We just sold out of Nashville. We have a lot in Atlanta. It's one of our largest markets. We like Jacksonville, Orlando, Tampa, Memphis, and so we've been quite active actually in the Southeast. Not, as you say, Charlotte today or Nashville, though we've been in both those markets. But Atlanta's been a terrific market for us the last few years, in Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville as well.
And a lot of activity in the Chicago area too, is that right?
Chicago, don't ask me why, I still don't really understand, is actually our company's biggest market.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. And Chicago, it's just a dynamo on the industrial side. You're in the middle of the country, great airport, a port. I mean, it's got everything going for it. And you look at the rail lines that come into it. It's really a great market. Now, we don't invest in multifamily or in office in Chicago, but we're big believers in the industrial market, and not just there. Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Cincinnati, Columbus. We like all those markets a lot.
Well, it's good to hear the optimism, because I need a little pick-me-up. I've been reading too much in the world of economics. But it's always good to check in with you, and we appreciate your perspective for the last four decades or so. Cliff Booth's founder and executive chairman of Westmount Realty Capital. Be well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.